Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tony in Bayonne.
Tony, how are you?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Joe, I disagree with the firing Bulls, only for this one reason.
You mean now?
Right, because they're not ready to win yet. And now you're going to have Darnold play 1 year with a coordinator, bring in another coordinator next year, another new system.
So you want to keep Bulls here next year? Is that what you're saying?
You know, he's only got 2 years left on the deal.
Bro. Hold on a second.
Joe,
first of all, no. Oh, look at Jared Goff with the Rams. Let's go back to him, okay? First
54 rookie, years of pain. What's fifth, another two, for, Joe?
No. I've had enough of this guy. Jared Goff with the Rams. Jeff Fisher was the coach the first year. They were 0-7 with Goff as the starter. They were the worst team in the league in offense. They fired Fisher with 3 games to go, and the next year they won 11 games with McVay and won the division, and now they're 9-1. So don't give me this nonsense about this. You know, that's only going to hurt Donald. It's crap, okay? It's crap.
Look at the Browns. They've been doing it for years, bringing in new coaches. Where's the stability?
How about winning? You want this? They're 13-30 in his last 43 games. What are you
they're
talking about?
They're not ready to win yet, Joe. They got a lot of cap space.
You're nuts. Stop it with Bulls. He stinks. He's the worst coach in the NFL. That Hugh Jackson's gone. Tell me who's worse. Tell me who that guy is. 13-30. 5-11. 5-11. What are they going to be this year? You think the Browns are worried about continuity with Baker Mayfield? They got rid of Jackson already. Please. You think they're worried about that? He looked pretty damn good, Mayfield. I'll tell you that. I don't want to hear it. Peyton Manning's first coach, I believe, was Jim Murray. It wasn't Tony Dungy. They didn't take off till he got there. What are you talking about? Continuity. This guy should have been gone 2 freaking years ago. He lost the team 2 years ago. We were watching games like this game last week 2 years ago. Look at the Arizona game on a Monday night. Look at the Colt game on a Monday night where they didn't show up in those games. 2 years ago, when he lost the team 3 weeks into the season, when Brandon Marshall and Sheldon Richardson were fighting in a locker room, and the team was done 3 weeks into the season. 5-11. Last year, he got pats on the back for being 5-11. They lost 9 of their last 11 games. 9 of the last 11. How many games did they should have won that they didn't? I don't want to hear it anymore about Todd Bowles. And I don't want to hear how it's going to hurt Donald, because that's a lot of hogwash. It's a lot of freaking hogwash. Guy's got to go. He should be gone now. And this franchise scares me because the guys running it don't know what the hell they're doing. They scare the hell out of me, these guys.
I can't believe the guy called up and actually thought he was going to be able to convince you.
What?
You know, they should keep Bowles. And I love it. At first, you're like, you just mean for the rest of the season.
That's what I thought he meant.
He's saying next year.
And this is true, bro. This is BS that would hurt Donald. It means nothing.
Nah, we've gone over the examples. I mean, come on.
Stop it already.
We've already gone over this. This is not new.
No.
It's actually commonplace now to almost change the coach with a young quarterback. They're going to fire Todd Bowles. They're going to hire a new head coach, and they better get it right.
Amen.
That's where I'd be concerned when you talk about not trusting this organization.
Well, there you go.
That's what I don't trust them about. Because here's what's going to happen. They're going to hire a search firm led by Charlie Casserly.
They can't do that.
And he's going to recommend someone.
No. You let McCagnan make the call. And I got more confidence. You could make a case about McCagnan going to. I get it. But I got more confidence in McCagnan making the call on a head coach than the owners with some stupid search team who's going to bring their buddy in there, which is what Casserly did with Bulls. Give me a break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.